A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the head of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath the priests serving in the temple will violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. So in his day and time, Jesus uses the term, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." My guess would be because the idea of atonement for the Jewish people was to do some type of sacrifice. You know, they took doves to the temple and they sacrificed them in offering for their sins. Or once a year they took a goat and they put all their sins in the entire nation on that goat and sent it off into the desert. And that's where we got the term scapegoat. Which, what does the term scapegoat imply? It implies we're not taking responsibility for our mistakes, we're just throwing them onto something else or someone else. And so I think today Jesus would say to us, "I desire mercy, not judgment. I desire mercy, and I desire that you take responsibility for your own mistakes and not place them off onto other people or onto other things." I mean, Father Paul has Mass this Sunday. If he brought a goat in here and said, "Okay, I'm going to put all of our sins on this goat, we're going to send it out into the desert," what would you think? Yes, yeah, I would think it's about time we sent him off to an institution. I mean, we may need to do that anyway. But, you know, the problem with that concept of sacrifice, sacrificing another object or putting the sacrifice onto the goat, is that we don't take responsibility for our own mistakes. We put the blame on someone else or something else. And it's true, we say that Jesus died for our sins. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that we are not called to be responsible for those sins. Jesus died to avoid punishment, but again, that doesn't relieve us of the responsibility for the sins. And one of the best ways we can make atonement for our own sins is by being merciful to other people. By being merciful to ourselves first for the fact that we make mistakes. And then by being merciful toward others for the fact that they make mistakes. And to be willing, when we make a mistake, to be responsible for it and not to put the blame onto someone else. So, you know, oftentimes I think people still think, well, you know, if I give enough money to the church or if I do this or if I do that, I'm making an atonement for my sin, when in fact there's no direct correlation between giving money to the church and being forgiven from sin for sins. The only direct correlation between the two is that if I have sinned, that I take responsibility for it. And oftentimes taking responsibility for it means that I go to the person that I have sinned against and I tell them that I'm sorry and I take responsibility for it and I make some type of atonement with that person, because that's what really cleanses us. That's what's really providing mercy in this world. That's what's really bringing love and taking it and putting it first. I'm never putting love first if I refuse to take responsibility for my own behavior. And that's the same for true. That's true for all of us. So it's better to be merciful than to judge. Or something I saw recently that I really liked was a statement that said, those who judge will never understand, and those who understand will never judge. So if I take the time to try and understand other people and to be merciful with other people, I won't judge them. But if I don't know how to understand, then I'm immediately going to judge when I don't have all the facts and when I don't have, well, maybe none of the facts for that matter. And judging in that way is definitely not merciful. Amen?
Amen. Amen.